Our first reading this morning is from the Hebrew Scriptures of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. It can be found on page 738 near the front of the Pew Bible. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament, chapter 3, verses 9 through 13, can be found in the back of the Pew Bible on page 204. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel? That we feel before our God because of you. Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke. Luke's gospel is the main gospel for this year, cycle C of the lectionary. And today we pick it up in chapter 21, 25 to 36. You may find it on page 85 in the back of the hymnal. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your head, because your redemption draws near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that they catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all of these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.